look, I get it. I know you've got a whole lot of things going on this week, but your week just got better because I'm inviting you to spend it with me. Just consider me your victory coach because I'm going to coach you all the way to your victory. So get up and shake yourself loose. It's time for another Defeat Your Week message. Let's go get it. Yo, what's good, family? This is John Brentley II, and you are listening to the hashtag Defeat Your Week podcast. Hey, wake up and smell the victory, because victory has been assigned to you, and victory is yours. I'm just here to coach you to your victory. Hey, I'm so excited that you have taken the time to join us today. I took a little break last week. I was supposed to drop an episode, but I took a little break. Lots of things going on in my family. My grandfather had gotten sick. He was in the hospital, but thank God he is doing so much better now. Hallelujah. Thank God he's doing better now. And I'm really excited about that. God is a healer. And so today, I'm so super excited that I have this time now that I can speak with you today, because we have a very exciting topic. All right, today's topic, we're talking about weight. And the name of the episode is My 600-Pound Life. Yep, My 600-Pound Life. So this is not a body shaming episode. I am in no place to talk about nobody being overweight, okay? Please know this. I don't have the right to talk about anybody's weight, but I am wanting to discuss about spiritual obesity and mental obesity, how we can be overweight in our minds because we're carrying old baggage and old luggage and some things we just need to let go. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's get into today's episode. It's going to be good. It's going to bless you. So let's go get it. I'm telling y'all, it's going to bless you real good. So hang on tight. We got more coming up next. Well, what's up, everybody? I pray that your week has been blessed. My week has been blessed. It's been good. It's been smooth so far. But you know what? If I can be just so enough honest with you all and just real like I normally am with you all, I have been for the past maybe couple weeks just weighed it down and kind of brain foggy. And just kind of stressed, just to be real, having so much on me, and I didn't know what it was. Obviously, you know, my grandfather being sick and going back and forth to the hospital, I thought it was that, and I think that played a part into it. And then thinking about our last episode, how we talked about our mental health, and we talked with Jacqueline, and she told us about how it's important that we take care of ourselves. I kind of thought it was that too, but I really think that it was just a cluster of things that was weighing down on me heavy. So I want to talk to those people today that are strong people, always there for everybody else. You got a lot of things going on for yourself, but you really don't deal with the issues within yourself. Or maybe you're a person that has high goals and high expectations, but you are weighted down with the cares of life. Okay, today's episode is for you because we're talking about My 600-Pound Life. Okay, so let's talk about the show. My 600-Pound Life is all about people that are obese, and they are morbidly obese. Some people range from 600 pounds to even 800 pounds, but they have chosen to go to a doctor, or they've chosen to do the work so that they can lose weight. And as I told you before, this is not a body shaming episode. I am not in any position to talk about anybody being overweight. Okay, if anything, I need to work on my own weight, and I'm currently doing that. But we really want to talk about how we can be spiritually obese because we attach or we allow certain weights to be on us. And, you know, there's a Bible verse, Hebrews 12:1, that says, wherefore, seeing we are, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. This is the point we really want to focus on. Let us lay aside every weight. Oh my goodness. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, I think that we easily allow weight to get on us, and we easily allow, but it's weight. Weight can be the cares of life. Weight can be, you know, habits, bad habits that do not help us. I believe weight, in this case, what we're talking about, this weight is anything that you allow to attach to you or remain in your mind that does not edify you, that does not build you up, and does not make you better. We want to attack that head on, and we want to get rid of the excess baggage and the excess weight. And we're going to go through some weights that I believe many people deal with. But before we do, I want to tell y'all a funny story. So here I am trying on clothes one day, and I'm like, okay, I want to wear this suit. I hadn't worn this suit in a while. Okay, I want to wear this shirt. I hadn't worn this shirt in a while. So I'm trying on this outfit, and y'all, the buttons would not button. The suit wouldn't even come nowhere near. Y'all know when you're trying on pants and you have to fasten the pants, but you can see there's no way possible. There's no way possible these pants are going to fasten. That was me. I had that story. That was me that day. So here I am angry. I'm like, I've gained so much weight, and I'm so mad because I've gained so much weight. But then as I say it, I'm putting a bag of popcorn in the microwave. I'm reaching for some chocolate covered peanuts because I'm about to eat a little snack and watch a movie. And I kind of stopped. I looked at my reflection in the microwave glass. And I'm like, so I'm saying that I want to lose weight, but my confession doesn't match my actions. And I think that's a problem. So, of course, I did. I checked myself. I'm going to be real. I checked myself. And I was like, how am I going to lose the weight if I'm not watching what I eat? And so, again, we're talking about spiritual weight today. And I want to encourage you to watch what you eat. So you say you want more of God, or you say you want more favor or more power. You say you want more out of your life. You want more good things out of your life. Whatever you want more of, you have to make sure that your actions are matching your confession. So in all actuality, if you want more out of life and you want to be better with your finances, or let's say you want to establish healthy relationships and be around healthy people, you have to make sure that what you say you want actually matches what you do. Ooh, that's a sound bite right there. That's good. Make sure that what you say you want matches what you do, because we cannot be a hypocrite. We can't say we want one thing but then do something else. Because how am I going to fit into my clothes if I keep eating the wrong foods? How are you going to have better finances and a better savings account if you keep spending money? How are you going to have healthier relationships and create healthy products, or have a healthy and a clear mind, if you keep surrounding yourself with people that are damaging to your spirit? Make sure that what you say you want actually matches what you do. Because I heard a fitness coach say one time that when it comes to losing weight, it's an 80-20 rule. That is 20% of what you do in the gym, but it's 80% of what you eat. So you have to make sure that what you are consuming, what you are listening to, what you are reading, what you are doing matches what you say you want. You got an 80-20 rule. Okay, so 20% of is what you want. 20% of is you want that new job. 20% of I wanna have a better life. 20% of is what I really want. But in order for me to get what I want, in order for the 20 to take over my life, I have to match the 80. The 80 is my actions. The 80 is what am I doing to reach those goals. So let's go through some different weights. Let's go through some different things that we are allowing to attach itself to our life that is destroying. It's destroying us, period. It's destroying us. Because a lot of us, whether we realize it or not, we are spiritually obese. If you get on the scale right now, if you get on the spiritual scale, and which is the word of God, you will find that you are just spiritually obese. Because how does your weight or how does your weight equate or compare to your goals and your plans? How does what you entertain or what you allow to attach to your life compare or actually gets you closer to what you want? We got to be careful, because we cannot get better by doing bad. I'm not going to ever fit that suit that's still hung up in my closet, by the way. I probably just need to go ahead and take it to the Goodwill, because I'm probably not going to ever fit it. But how am I ever going to fit the suit that I want to fit if I'm not willing to do the work to get into it? How are you ever going to reach your goals? How are you ever going to get better out of life if you never want to put in the work to get to better? That's the real message. That's the real message, I think. Because a lot of us, we want better. We want, let's just be real. We want better. We pray for better. We ask God for better. We cry for better. We get in altar call lines and we say, God, please give me better. And we really have a desire to have more out of life. You want to see that business prosper. You want that better marriage. You want whatever it is that you want. But you have to make sure that your actions are matching that. So today we're going to get rid of the weight. We are tired of our 600-pound life, and we're going to dismiss any weight that is attached to us that does not edify us. Because how can we run the race that God has for us? How can I get what God has for me? How can I get to my victory if I have so much weight on me, things that are attached to me that is doing me no good? We have to dismiss this excess weight. And I'm so excited, because in the next minute, we're going to discuss some weights that we allow to just reside in our life and just be up in our life that we need to just get rid of real quick. And I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, I'm guilty of some of this too. The Lord is working on me, so don't judge me. But we're going to go through these weights. So we're going to take a quick break. And I want y'all to hear a little message. And we're going to come back. We're going to discuss some weights or some things that are attached to us that we need to get rid of right now. All right. Stay tuned right here on the hashtag Defeat Your Weight Podcast. Yo, what up, fam? John Brentley II here. You know, one of the things that we all have to face, I don't care if you're short, you're tall, fat, skinny, rich, broke, live in Africa or Australia or America, woman, man, girl, boy, whoever you are, we all have to face the same thing. And that is those 7 days in a week, that Monday to Sunday, the struggle, the hustle, the bustle, the happy, the good, we all have to face it. And I believe that it's so much easier when we go through life together, because we are there to encourage, uplift, and uphold each other. So I'm inviting you to join me right here on the Defeat Your Weight Podcast as we encourage you to get up, shake yourself loose, and go defeat your weight. Hey, victory has already been assigned to you. I'm just here to coach you to your victory. I love you, and I'll see you soon. Yo, what's good, family? All right, we're back. We're on the hashtag Defeat Your Weight Podcast, and we're going to go through some weights that we need to get rid of. We've already talked about my 600-pound life, meaning that everyone has a certain amount of weight that we tote around in our life that we need to get rid of. And by weight, we mean unnecessary baggage, unnecessary things that we need to get rid of right now. Throw it away. All right. So here's a list of some weights. Here's a list of some things that you can go ahead, take out your trash can and get ready to put it in the bag. Get a good hefty bag because you don't want this trash to bust. Okay. You don't want this trash to bust and make a whole mess in your house. You want to get rid of this trash right now. Take out a pen if you need it. I don't know, whatever you need to do, and get ready to get rid of this trash, because this weight right here, it's been weighing you down. And if you want to get to better, you got to get rid of this stuff, I believe. Okay, so here are some weights that God gave me that I believe we can get rid of right now. And the first one is nosiness. Oof, I know that's a hard one, y'all. Nosiness, we're all guilty of it. Let's just be real. We all are guilty of being nosy. But you know, a lot of times I believe that nosiness looks like being a busybody, always in everybody else's business. And sometimes you mean well. You mean well because you really want to help that friend, or you really want to help that brother or that sister. But a lot of times it's just called being nosy. You're always in everybody else's business and you don't have time for God, or you don't have time for your own business, or you don't have time to help get yourself to better because you're too busy being everybody else's business. Or maybe it's this, maybe you're just gossiping and you're always talking about people. Be careful. You cannot do this. You know, the Bible talks about in Mark 12 and 31, how we should love our neighbors as ourselves. And the Bible even talks about how being a busybody and being trying to be a master of so many things. A lot of times it's just being nosy, and we need to get rid of that trash. All right, let's get rid of that trash right now. Let's get rid of that trash right now because it does not do us any good. Nosiness, that's number one. All right, number two is maybe it can be a weight of relationships. Some relationships can be a weight because it doesn't edify you. It doesn't make you better. And maybe those relationships is, you know, a loving relationship where you got your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Or maybe it's a friend relationship where there are certain friends that do not edify you. They do not make you better. You always talking positive. They always talking negative. Or maybe it's a family member. Whatever that relationship could be. It could be a family member, y'all, that just really, it's not a good relationship. They don't edify you, and you may have to politely let them go in love and get rid of that weight. You know, the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, don't be unequally yoked. And by unequally yoked, it means having different, I think it's healthy to have someone that may have a different thought or a different perspective on things, but a different perspective doesn't mean that you go completely against me getting better for myself. A different perspective means if I say, well, I think I'm going to go up the street and make a left turn, they may say, well, you know, you could drive instead of walking. That's different. But I think that's totally different, right? But a different perspective doesn't mean that you go against me bettering myself. When I say, I think I'm going to go to the gym today, you're like, man, you know, you ain't got to go to that gym. We can go eat pizza instead of going to the gym. That's being unequally yoked. That means I'm saying I'm going to church, but you're trying to say, no, let's go to the club instead. That's not a person that edifies you. So let's look at those relationships. You know, you may have to call or text a friend right now and say, I'm sorry, but I can no longer be connected to you because you have become a weight in my life. You're not edifying me. You're not making me better. So it's for that reason I have to let you go. Oh my goodness. Somebody calling right now because I'm gonna have to ignore the call because you're not even worth it. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm praying for you. And when you come up hither, I could be there with you. But because you have become a weight in my life, I gotta let you go. All right, here comes another weight. Money, like financial gain, always grinding and hustling, and you would do anything to get a dollar. We have to be careful because I know a lot of people in my generation, millennials, and I think it's Generation X or Generation Z. I don't know what you is. I'm a millennial, but anyway, whatever you are, A lot of times we're always grinding and we're always hustling and we would do anything to get a dollar, but we must be careful because always trying to get more money or always trying to get more things and stuff can become a weight because now you're more focused on a dollar than you are focused on God. Be careful. Be careful that you are not glorified and exemplifying and putting money first on the list and not family. Putting money first on the list and not things that you know that you should be focusing on. God should be first in your life and your love should be next and so on. But never put money before God. Never put anything before God. But be careful that you are not allowing the love of money to become a weight on you. You should never love money. You should like it. Money is the answer to all things, but be careful that you are not driven by the dollar and you're not driven by money because that can kill you because you're so anxious and you're so desperate to get a dollar, y'all. Come on, get rid of that because money can become a weight. All right, next is past experiences. Like childhood trauma or molestation or pain from bad relationships, it can lead to trust issues and low self-esteem and depression. I'm sorry if you hear pages going, it's my notes. I apologize. Low self-esteem, it can lead to depression and simply because you hold on to it and you won't forgive, but you have to forgive so you can live. So I think ultimately past experiences can also can be a weight, and also unforgiveness can be a weight. I know it's hard because they did it. I know it's hard because it happened, but we have to learn to let it go. We cannot allow the pain of the past to become a weight that we don't trust, that we don't even trust God, that we don't want to go outside, that we don't want to create good, healthy relationships because now I'm depressed and now I have low self-esteem. Go see a counselor, go get some help, but do not allow those past bad experiences to become a weight. You know, better is on the horizon. You know, God's got great things for you, but be careful that you do not allow past experiences to become a weight. The Bible talks about in Colossians 3:13 about forgiveness, just like God has forgiven us. And we have got to forgive. Forgive so you can live. Forgive so you can be free. Forgive so you can get better. Forgive so you can fly like an eagle. Forgive so you can flap your wings and be free and you can breathe again. For you can see again. I know that relationship didn't end well, but forgive because those past experiences, that past trauma, whether it be whatever it is, you have to let it go because those past experiences, y'all, it can become a weight. I can even tell you some things that I have had to let go with people that I know didn't mean me any good. They knew what they was doing when they done it, but I had to let that thing go. And it's still a process, but I have to let it go because it's not worth me holding on to it and becoming a weight and becoming something that doesn't edify me and becoming something that leaves me stagnated, frustrated, isolated, and being manipulated. And all ostracized and all confused and all perplexed. No, let it go. It's not even worth it. If they did it and they hurt you, let it go. Let them go in love and move forward. Do not let past experiences become a weight. Whew. Next is entertainment. And I think that this is a big one, especially in an era where you can't even watch a TV show without nudity being on the screen. You can't even watch a TV show without a cuss word or something negative being said. We have to be careful that we do not allow entertainment to become a weight, like TV shows or social media. Some things we have to turn off on the TV. We may have to cancel channels or delete social media accounts, or we may have to just let anything go that's entertaining us, that does not edify us, so we can give God our attention. We're not tempted, and we have to make sure that we are not tempted to sin. Matthew 6:22 talks about how the eye is the light to the body. So basically, what Matthew 6:10 is saying is that what you see enters your body, and what enters your body will ultimately become actions. Be careful. Do not allow entertainment. Do not allow what you see, what you're hearing when you're riding down the road. Do not allow that to become a weight, because now It determines your actions. It determines your mood. Be careful. I'm telling y'all, it's all over the TV screens. It's in our movies. Our kids have to be careful. People was even talking about how Target is now allowing Pride Month to be a thing and for children's clothes. I mean, it's just crazy. Be careful what you allow to entertain you, what you watch on TV, the show, the clothes that you shop in, the clothing stores that you shop in. Be careful. Be careful. I beg of you, be careful, because the enemy is tricky. The enemy is sneaky, y'all. And he would love nothing more but to allow the entertainment demon to become awake. And lastly, the very last one we're going to talk about is comparing. Y'all know this was our very first episode. We talked about the C word. And I think the C word, comparing and competing and all that stuff, is going to always come up, because this is so common in the world today. I don't even think it's in the world today. It's just in the world, period. But we have to be careful that we do not allow comparing ourselves to others or comparison to become a weight in our life. Measuring your life or your level of success by what other people have, be careful. It can lead to jealousy. It can lead to covetousness, which is one of the 10 commandments we find in Exodus 20 and 17. Be careful that you do not allow comparing yourself to others to become a weight. Because they got a new car, now I got to get a new car. Or because they got a new house, I got to go get the new house. And sometimes it's not even that, but you say, oh, I'm better than them. Oh, I'm higher than them. Oh, look at me. You'll say, oh, look at me. I know I'm better off than them. We have to be careful, y'all, that we do not allow comparing or comparison to become a weight in our life. I think what we really need to do, I think it's time that we have a spiritual detox in our life. I think it's time that we read the word of God and allow it to spiritually detox our life, so we can lay aside every weight, just like the scripture told us in Hebrews 12 and 1, and we can run this race that God has put before us. Because if we're not careful, we will allow the weight to become sin. If we're not careful, the weight will begin to weigh on us so heavy that we'll be no good. And we'll be ostracized, meaning all by ourselves, left alone. And or we could even allow our 600-pound life to become our life, because we become so weighted down with issues and so weighted down with things like entertainment and comparing ourselves to others and being nosy in everybody else's business and bad relationships and money and past experiences. We allow these weights to hold us down so bad that we actually become ineffective in our life. I believe that as we begin to take inventory of our lives and do a spiritual detox, get rid of those bad things that we don't need to be consuming, watching what we eat, that we are going to become more effective in our life. I believe you're going to be a better husband if you just let go of some of these weights. I believe that you'll be a better wife if you let go of some of these weights. I believe you'll be a better friend. You'll be a better employee. You'll be a better boss. You will be a better citizen in society if you make the choice to do a spiritual detox. We all have a 600-pound life. We all have weights that we need to get rid of. And I'm encouraging you today, starting now, to observe your life, read the word of God, and lay aside every weight and sin so that you can be more effective. God has great things in store for you. I believe that we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. You have grandparents, you have aunties and uncles, you have family members that may have gone on to be with the Lord, that are rooting for you, that are cheering for you, and they're saying, man, I want them to win. Man, I want them to do this. You have angels in heaven that are rooting for you, that are cheering for you to get to where God wants you to be. But you've got to take off these weights. You got to lay aside these weights and go get what God has for you. Ooh, I'm so excited for you because I believe you have not seen your best days yet. And God is going to blow your mind as you begin to lay aside every weight. And I believe your 600-pound life is going to go to your 300-pound life. And then your 300-pound life is going to go to your 100-pound life. Now, y'all, we're talking spiritual. We ain't talking about real weight here. But you're going to spiritually begin to drop off the weight. And you're going to be healthier. You're going to be brighter. And you're going to be better than ever. It's a daily thing. I don't think it just happens at one time. But we're going to be intentional with laying aside those weights, those things that are not edifying us. Well, family, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me today. And I'm so excited. This podcast, I believe, is blessing someone. And if it is blessing you, I encourage you to message me and let me know. If you think of any other weights or things that we can add to the list, let me know that too. And let me know how this podcast is blessing you. Don't forget to share this with a friend. Let them know to tune in, like, subscribe, whatever you can do that's available to you on the platform that you are listening to, so we can continue to spread the word and spread the gospel throughout generation to generation. Well, that's my time. I got to go, but I'm praying for you that you will get rid of this weight. And you can be free from the bondage and free from the chains that Satan has put on you. And you can be more effective in your life. I love y'all. I'm always praying for you. Let's go do this. Let's go defeat your week. Peace.